to Whole CEO with Lisa G. I'm the best-selling author of The Boss Weight Loss. I'm bringing you the top tips to be unstoppable. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to actually pull up a chair with today's top experts in weight loss, mindset, and business. Learn our top tips to set you up for success, so that you can have more energy, be fit and resilient, and feel unstoppable. Welcome to Whole CEO with Lisa G. I'm so excited today. We have Angela Atkins in the house, a certified integrative health and nutrition coach, nutritional therapist, advanced clinical weight loss specialist, life coach, hypnotherapy practitioner, serving clients around the world. She's recognized as the top health coach for the Howard, Ann Ardell, and Baltimore counties in the Maryland region, and is featured on top doctors' interviews, which are seen on CNN, Headline News, Fox News, Oprah Winfrey Network, Bravo, MSNBC, and other networks. She's the founder of Your Health Unbound. Angela, I am so excited to welcome you to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I am so happy to be here. I know we talked a while back, and I'm glad we're back together having the other opportunity.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have the pleasure of interviewing you again. And I know even before we started, we were talking about your health challenges that you yourself have gone through. So do you have any tips for our audience on how to be unstoppable no matter what, even when faced with a health challenge like you recently were faced with?
Well, to give you a little background, unbeknownst to me, I was born with congenital spinal defects. And last year, a doctor who discovered it said I needed surgery to repair it. It included a lot of things I'd never heard of and some things that scared me when I heard the term. I had a rare form of spina bifida. So the goal for me was research, learn about it myself. And I got a lot of other opinions. I don't just take one opinion. And I advise people of that. Don't just settle for the first thing because you never know. Right. And actually, the doctor I went with wasn't the first one that I interviewed. Mm-hmm. But I told every doctor that I met that I was interviewing them because this was so important to me.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing. You have to take ownership of your own life, your health, everything. And I had to get my mind wrapped around that. And that's one thing that's key, mindset, getting in the right frame of mind. And for me, that helps me be, you know, unstoppable, because if I think I can do it, and it's not just thinking, I know I can do it, I'll get through it. And so after having surgery and realizing I had to do everything new again. I had to learn to walk again. I was in physical therapy for months. Wow. Couldn't do things like other people do, like bending over, couldn't pick anything up, couldn't even do laundry where you're, you know, reaching. And so it's that whole relearning. And then you begin to appreciate how your body works. And so in my mind, I said, I can do this. This is just relearning things I already know. And so now I feel better than I ever have.
Wow.
One, because I learned years ago after my initial health crisis where I had autoimmune conditions, I learned that nutrition was the way to go. So already being nutritionally sound, I mean, that just made life so much better coming out of surgery. I felt like I had a step up. I already, you know, my body was prepared to meet the challenge. And then I just had to bring my mindset into the right frame. And then I started back on what was my purpose? You know, what was I going to do? And that to me was the driving force. If you know what the purpose is, and people say, oh, I need a purpose in life. You don't need a purpose for the whole life. I mean, you're just putting so much pressure on yourself.
Right.
You need a purpose right now. For right now, it was, let's figure out how to do the things that you really need to do. I mean, it was very important that I go immediately into physical therapy, even though it was difficult. There were things I couldn't do.
Right.
And I kept saying, you can't do it now because your body has limitations, but give it what it needs and it'll work with you. And it did. And so I would say it took me 3 months to navigate stairs. Now, you may think, well, that's no big deal. But then it is when you live in a house that has, you know, multiple levels. You have to get yourself from one space to the other. And I was determined I wasn't sleeping on the couch. I just wasn't going to do it.
Right.
And so that mindset drove me to the next step. And that next step was, you will master the stairs. You will sleep in your own bed. And I did it. And so that's what I'm saying. Master your mindset. It has nothing to do with, you know, these great big goals that can be a little goal, but you reach that goal, you know, you can do the next one.
I love that. I really love that you started with mindset. There's just so much to unpack there. And the fact that you said, well, it's not about knowing your why for your whole life or your purpose for your whole life. It's like, I can get through this. I've gone through stuff before. I can do the hard things. I've gone through the hard things before. And the mindset is everything, isn't it? I like to try to set my mindset up for success every morning on what I do want to focus on rather than what I don't want from the past.
I think that's great. One of the things, and I just had a discussion yesterday with a client about gratitude. The first thing in the morning, before I get out of bed, I take the first few minutes and I'm just very thankful. One, that I woke up. Two, that I have, you know, people in my life that I love and love me, all the things that I've, you know, been granted by God. And that makes me feel like I can accomplish everything during the day, because if you're grateful, it actually makes you feel happier. And happiness is one of the drivers of a good life. And so I don't want to skip that on a daily basis. If you're not grateful for something, and it could be just one thing, you will see a difference in your life. Definitely.
I love that. There's so many powerful people that speak about gratitude and how important it is and how it's almost impossible to be unhappy and miserable and be grateful at the same time. So if you choose joy and happiness for small things, and you know you can get through hard things because you've gotten through hard things before. I know you've helped people with autoimmune disease. And what made you be able to help yourself nutritionally through the autoimmune challenges that you've been through?
Well, that's a great question, Lisa, because I get that a lot. When I was probably, I guess, in my late 40s, I grew so ill that I couldn't get off the couch. I literally was wasting my days away. I had to work as a single parent, so I dragged myself to work, and all I could do was come home and just lay on the couch. And I realized this was just existing, and so I did a lot of research. And yeah. I said, what is it that's missing that's making me feel this way? And I had remarried, and my current husband had said, let's just start visiting doctors. Well, with every doctor, they wanted to give me a prescription.
Right.
And at the end of it, I was like, I had like 20 different prescriptions, and all I did was get sicker. My body doesn't like chemicals, and most prescriptions are synthetic materials that your body doesn't know how to process. Mine doesn't like it at all. It really right. sends me over the edge. So when I discovered that I had to take things into my own hands, that I'm going to have to do this myself, I start researching. And what I discovered ultimately was poor nutrition was driving my autoimmune condition.
Right.
It took about 6 months to turn things around. But when I did, I felt great. My energy returned. My autoimmunity reduced to the point that I could say it was in remission.
Right.
And I just felt better than I had in years. It was just amazing. And along the way, I also lost 55 pounds.
Oh,
so it was that combination of learning what was right for my body, and my body responded.
And then that was your inspiration for helping others to do the same and overcome that?
Absolutely. And I actually looked at my husband one day. It was like a eureka moment. I said, I figured out how it works. I've got to go tell everybody. I've got to figure out how to help other people, and especially other women, because women tend to put themselves last, especially people who are nurturing others, like mothers right. or caregivers. And you think you're the last person you should help when it should be the other way around. So now my goal is to help and teach other people, guide them through the process of put yourself first. Because when you're the best you can be, you can then give the most that you have. So it's a very different concept for many women.
I love that. I love the fact that you talked about gratitude and putting yourself first, and about how so many of us, we not only don't put ourselves first, but we're so hard on ourselves. Like we don't look to all the goodness and everything that we have accomplished and reach around and pat ourselves on the back. We're always looking to the future. I'm like, I haven't done this yet. Why aren't I there? And look at so-and-so. And there they are with their perfect this and that. Do you have any other tips for our audience about, besides being grateful and setting your mind up for success with a good mindset, how do you just look for the goodness in things instead of just beating yourself up all the time?
It is a learning thing. I consider myself a learner. Right. Every day I want to learn something new, whether it's a new word in a crossword puzzle, reading a new book, talking to an older person who's had life experiences I've never had. All those things provide me learning opportunities. And in those learning opportunities, I try to find the goodness out of them. Sometimes you hear about horrible things and you think, where's the good in that? Well, the good in that is your response. So you hear about someone, give you a great example. My husband's a sweetheart, but he's ex-military, so he seems rough and gruff. He was in a local store and the person in front of him was fumbling through trying to find enough money to cover their purchases. It was grocery purchases.
Right.
And she began putting things away and he said, wait. And he pulled out money. He said, let me pay for it. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet, because what you did changed her life. And then when he came back, I said, you know what? It changed your life too. You found goodness at a bad moment. And that is so awesome. She was having a terrible time and probably feeling horrible with thinking other people were looking at her. Oh, I can't afford this. I must be a bad person. And she probably was beating herself up. Whereas all he did is say, I've got that. That's all he said. And he paid for it. And I'm thinking, that's goodness. Every little time you can make goodness, that brings such joy to life. I get chills when I think about those things. And so anything, if I'm walking my dog, which I take now not as, you know, just a given that you can go walk your dog, because many months ago when I had my back surgery, I wasn't walking my dog and I missed it. Aww. And so now I walk and I look at, What did I miss last time I was here? Oh, the trees are blossoming. That's goodness in life. Whatever you can find, make that part of your day. It just makes you feel better. And so no matter what's going on, there is some goodness out there you can find. And if you can't, find another person who can, maybe you can share something with, and that will bring goodness to your life. It really makes such a difference in the day-to-day thing to find one thing that you can say, that's really a goodness for today, and then add it to your gratitude list that day.
I love that you mentioned how instead of being impatient, which would typically, like I grew up in New York, I'm used to living in a big city. Typically, if somebody's in front of you, it's all about you. And you're like, wow, this is going to take 5 minutes out of my time. So instead of going there, that he had the goodness and the emotional maturity to not react in a negative way and be like, oh God, here we go again. Instead, to give to somebody else, and that you mentioned how that lifts him up. So I really think that's a good learning point, ride or downer, for you guys, actually, that if you're feeling down, and come on, we've all been through hell and back lately, everyone's had their moments, but if you can give to somebody else, it not only helps them out, but it helps you out and it gets you out of your head and the whole all about me thing, and be like, what's one random act of kindness that I can do for somebody in my life or somebody I don't even know? And that is just, it elevates your mood, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And the one thing that I would say is, if you're not that type of person right now, you have to have greater awareness. So it's that process of changing your mindset. This is how this all works together. You're aware that you must make this a rational choice. And so you're actually working on the mindset. And then it becomes habit. And then you find goodness everywhere. So it's amazing. You say, well, what goodness can I find out of this? Well, for me, I'm finding goodness right here because I get to connect with you again, Lisa. That makes me happy. We've had a great connection. Like, we connect that online. We now get to talk person to person. So there's goodness there. Find it anywhere. You can find it anywhere. You just have to be aware. Get your mindset. Zero in on what you want to what that purpose for today could be. That purpose for today could be finding the goodness. That could be your purpose. And then when you find it, just rejoice in it and then use it as part of your gratitude prayer.
Oh, I love that. I mean, all of these tips are so fabulous. Do you have any final tips you want to leave our audience with about being unstoppable and how to not react, but to respond and do something kind rather than thinking of yourself like your husband did?
If you're in the moment, if you're right in the moment, that's mindfulness. In the moment, if you have that awareness, you are unstoppable because you're allowing things in. So all I say is don't close yourself off. Don't say, I can't do that or I won't do that, because you can't and you won't. But if you say, maybe I can, it kind of changes your outlook. And then you start to do it, then you realize you can do that. You will do that. And again, you're right there. You've changed your mindset in the moment. And just do it every time that you feel like you need it. And then it becomes a habit.
So it goes back to where we started with the mindset and the goodness and the gratitude. I love all of your points. Do you have any last words of knowledge or wisdom you want to leave our audience with?
I think you just have to think differently. If you're the kind of person that always said, I can't, again, you won't because you're telling yourself. But if you tell yourself, I can, you will. Just remember that. If you tell yourself, I can, you will.
I love that. And I love how you knew that because you've overcome stuff before that you can and you will. And you're so wise. Where can people find you?
Well, right now, I've kind of been excused from mainstream media. They don't like people who talk the truth. So I have a Telegram channel. If anybody is looking, just go over to Telegram and just type in my name, Angela Atkins, and you'll come up and find me. I occasionally post also on Parler just because it's there. Mostly memes about health and, you know, different things. But I have a group and a conversation ongoing in Telegram. So that's probably the best way. Or join my mailing list. I'm over at yourhealthunbound.com. And I send out, you know, useful information and, you know, events that are going on. So I'm happy to have everybody over and join me. Love the conversation.
Wonderful. And you and I reconnected even on LinkedIn. So people can find you there too, right?
Yep. I am still on LinkedIn.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you, Angela. Your wealth of wisdom for our audience.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm so happy to have this conversation.